I don't write every word, but I take the lead in direction, and the direction I'm on right now is love. It's just, it's in my mind, it's in my soul, love, peace and love.
Ringo Starr's been spreading the musical message of peace and love since his Beatles days. The new album, Liverpool 8, is no exception, but he takes a few different turns in its sound. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Although Beatles tunes are bound to pop up in his shows, Ringo Starr has settled right into a routine as a solo artist, touring with his all-star band, releasing live records, and taking new material into the studio in between. The latest on the studio front is the new record, Liverpool 8. And for the first time, Ringo invited former Eurythmic Dave Stewart into the producer's chair, after parting ways with longtime collaborator Mark Hudson. Behind-the-scenes issues aside, the album talks love, backed by anything from hootenannies to classic rollicking rock. And Ringo recently told FUV's Dennis Elsis about some of the inspiration behind the tunes.
Me personally, I have to have melody and words. It all has to be, you know, I'm holding a chord and it comes, or I'm on the treadmill or the FX machine, you know, because it's great for the endorphins, and then suddenly I get songs, and we actually call them treadmill songs, just amongst the band. But, you know, it comes from anywhere. I can't sit and, like, say, oh, let's write a song on my own. But when we were doing this CD, anything could happen. You could walk into the room, someone would say anything in the band, and that's why bands are great. And then we'd write a song about it. How are you today? How are you today? Okay. You know, we were all cool with it, so that's how it worked. Or I'd come in saying, are you ready to cross over? Oh, yeah, let's write a song.
Are you ready to cross over? Are you ready to let go? To face the final curse in the land of I don't know. Was a wise man, and everyone the same. Are you ready to cross over? Are you ready? You can read the good, bad books, read them fast or slow, but it is fact or fiction. There's just one way to know. Buddha was dancing underneath the Bodhi tree. He was ready to cross over. He was.
Beatles fans love the autobiographical rundown in Liverpool 8 with the references to Butlin's Camp and that sort of thing.
You know, it goes from I was a sailor first, then in a factory, which I was, and that's when I started playing. And then I ended up in Rory Storm and the Hurricanes, and we got a professional job for 3 months. So I left the factory, picked up my drums, and went to Butlin's. You know, it was a holiday camp where people came for a week or 2 weeks. I just wanted to play so much, and this was a, you know, guaranteed 3 months at a gig was a long time in those days.
And you started before to tell us about being a sailor.
I was a sailor. I was in the Merchant Navy. I was trying to go deep sea. Where I come from, Liverpool's a port, and I wanted to be an actual merchant seaman, because in every street in my neighborhood, there were several, and they were bringing all the records over from America. That's why we heard them first. And the job before that, I was on the railways, and it just didn't rhyme good enough. I was a sailor first was a great opening.
I was a sailor first, I sailed the sea. Then I got a job in a factory. Played Butlin's Camp with my friend Rory. It was good for him, it was great for me. Liverpool, I left you, said goodbye to Madryn Street. I always followed my heart, and I never missed a beat. Destiny was calling, I just couldn't stick around. Liverpool, I left you, but I never let you down.
Title track from Ringo Starr's latest album, Liverpool 8. To hear Ringo Starr's complete conversation with Dennis Elsis, head to our archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.